7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
All right, okay. Yeah. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that's the most natural time to begin something like the Dubious Ghost Committee. So that's what we're going to do. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm out walking around outside today. I'm out at a park. And I gotta tell you, I'm a little bit more messed up than I thought I was. So where are we today? Oh, we got little kids in the sand having a good time. We got guys mowing lawns, and we got me very messed up. I slept pretty good, but I slept in the wrong position, and my back is very, very messed up, so we gotta come out here today and walk it off. We got other walkers out here. We got parks guys mowing the grass. And oh my God, yeah, this is starting to be really, really painful. Okay, hold on a second. Let me stand here for a second. Oh, let me get away from these damn lawnmowers. So where are we today, Tobe? Well, oh my God. Hold on a second. All right, here we go. Oh, look at this tree. It's very nice and sakura-y. Oh my God, my back is messed up. Okay, we've come out to the very weird park, the new weird park that we found a few months ago. I don't even know the name of this park. It might be Deer Ridge Park or Deer Crest Park. And I wanted to come out here to look for marmots, because we've been coming out here. We've come out here, what, two or three times now? And we have discovered that it is a good marmot zone. Although we haven't actually seen any marmots yet, because we haven't been out here when the Matis have been active. Well, the Matis are nice and active now. And so I thought we would go out and look for some marmots today, out here. Oh, God damn it, are you kidding me? Is this guy chasing me? No. Yes, no. Yeah, so I thought this would be a great idea. We could come out, we could look for marmots, I could get some exercise and try to straighten my back out. And just for anybody who's listening who's wondering, Tobe, is this your traditional bad back problem? No, this is not that problem at all. This is just something stupid. Oh. So yeah, we're out here at whatever the hell this place is called. And as I was driving in, I noticed that, oh, maybe this isn't a good idea after all. Because, well, not only did I see these guys mowing, more importantly, I saw these trucks that were parked up here in the park doing something. We're going to find out what that's all about. Because we're now approaching the Mati zone. Oh, see, and this is a very good Mati spot because, oh, we've got the beginning of a creek, and now there's just all this concrete that they dumped here. And lots of little holes and burrows where Matis could go. and I'm looking for some, but I don't see any. Marmota monax. Sometimes you'll find them in rock piles, sometimes you won't. You know, a lot of marmots, that's their favorite thing, is rock piles. And, you know, you're... Yeah, so that's the thing. But monax, the marmots around here, they're not into it that much. They like rock piles as long as they're on dirt so that they can then dig into the ground, make a hole that's covered with rocks, and now you have a, you know, underground castle. Now you have a fortification. Now you have a defendable stronghold. Hey, the trucks are leaving. All right, about 50 meters down that way, where the where that little pavilion is, where the giant grill is. I love the giant grill. Oh my God. There was two big white trucks, pickup trucks, like duallys, like, and I thought it was Parks Department, but it wasn't. The logo on the side of the trucks was wrong. And they were down here by the little creek doing something, but they just left. All right, hold on. I thought I heard something in the creek here. Oh, man. Okay, the good news is I'm standing up a little bit better. And, yeah, I'm kind of walking. Oh, and I got to tell you some crazy, crazy stuff that happened to me yesterday. Let's just walk down here and I'll tell you all about it. Okay, so, yesterday, what was happening yesterday? What the hell happened? Oh, yeah. All right, it's all coming back to me now. You're going to love this. This is... this is so definitely some Tobe stuff. Why does this only happen to me? Oh, why couldn't you guys have been there? Oh my God, my back hurts. I'm looking for marmots. Where the hell are my motties? What were these guys doing up here? It looked like they might have been doing something in the creek. We got a ways to go. Okay, so anyway. Yesterday, you may remember... that dubious goals committee ended while I was, you know, standing up by the pit of despair at Tranquility Park looking for marmots and stuff. We found some. We were having a good time. Time ran out. Okay, so when the time ran out, I thought, yep, it's time to go home. Get me some food. Eat me some lunch. Right? And so I start walking out of... the park, just like we always do, just walking down the path. And I start thinking to myself, okay, we're going to be coming back up on that Mati den. I hope there's a Mati. I hope that Mati is back outside. Maybe we can get some pictures of him. Maybe he's hanging out. Okay. So I keep walking. And as soon as I get up to that little bend where the path turns a little bit and I can see the scary tree where he's at. You know, he's in the den that's under the scary tree. As soon as I could see that, I thought I saw something. There's like this brown lump. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, of course there's a brown lump, Tobe. It's a marmot. That's what they are, brown lumps. There's trees in the bushes. I mean, there's birds in the bushes right here. I can't figure out what those guys would have been doing. They were parked around here, but I don't see that they were anything that was... Should I give me? I don't know. Maybe they're just parked down here because they needed somewhere to eat lunch. I don't know. All right, hold on. Let me look down in here. Where's the Matis? See, this would be a good access. Hey, why don't we just go down there? All the moths around here have been spooked thanks to these guys in the big trucks. Let's... Yeah, okay. Ow. Ah, son of a... Gingets. Ow. Trees are... Little bush trees are trying to kill me. Okay. I made it through. there's a little like landing down here, a little flat spot where we can get down here next to the water. Oh yeah, okay, what do we got? What do we got? I'm down in the by the water. I see tracks. We got tracks. We got logs that have fallen over the creek. I can see mati paths. Oh, I can see what is probably a mati den under a tree. Where's my matis? They probably got all scared away by the loud trucks that pulled up right... Ooh, right here. Right behind me. This tree right here is all dug out underneath. That says mati all over it. Oh, we got all kinds of potential mati evidence down here. You know, I kind of want to walk over that log. Look at those mati tracks. They go ding-a-ding-a-ding. Okay. There's a tree that has fallen here. It is approximately 30 centimeters in diameter. How long has it been down? Oh, it's very flexible. I really want to walk across it. Don't do it, Tub. Now you might be asking why. Tub, don't be a jerk. Just do it. Well, my back is messed up. I'm not walking very well. This is not the time to be walking across logs. Now, what's the worst thing that could happen? Tub, you just fall and you might land in where there's a little bit of water that's an inch deep. 1 inch is 2.54 millimeters for all my American listeners. Hi, birdie.
Bro. Yes, you're very nice.
And there's Mati Den over there. Yeah. Now, I would love to start walking around in here, but there's no place to go. There's just sort of this little landing here, and then there's nothing else. Hey, wait, is that another little creek that comes in from the side over there? No. All right, I'm going back up so I can continue the story of what happened to me yesterday. So I'm approaching the scary tree. And this all happened like 3 minutes after you heard from me last. So I was approaching this scary tree and I saw a brown lump, but the brown lump was too big and it was kind of by the scary tree. And I was like, what the hell? And you know, you can't really see it. I coun't see it very well because one, didn't have my glasses on. Two, it was far away and in shadow. This is right where the scary tree is. Scary tree is very big, casts a very large shadow. So this is dark, and I keep walking up there and I go, what the hell is that? Is there a dog standing there? Is that a piece of bark that has fallen off the tree? But I thought there was nothing there, because I'm remembering in my head that there's nothing there. Alright, this is where these guys were. I don't see what these truck guys were doing, if anything. So I'm still moving up towards this brown lump, and I'm thinking, is that a dog? And then I started thinking, hey, wait, is that a... And as I was saying, is that a... the lump's tail twitched, and I saw the white underneath. And I said, oh, wow, that's a white-tailed deer. And as I'm... sort of still approaching, I'm 20 meters away, the deer sort of looks up and turns around, and I'm like, yeah, hi, buddy. And so I freeze so as not to spook him. Okay. And as I'm sitting there watching him, he kind of looks at me and he's like, okay, whatever. And he takes a step or two forward, and that's when I see the other brown lump. Oh my God, Tob, was it another deer? No, it's the marmot. The marmot is standing right there, not a meter away from the deer, just standing there watching the deer. And he's not even looking at me. He doesn't even know I'm there. Well, maybe he does. I didn't really see him pop up. Maybe he did look at me. But I'm just looking. I got a perfect view of his back. He's just standing there, straight up, watching that deer. And I was like, wow. So I thought, okay, I got to get a picture. So I took the camera out of my pocket, etc., etc., and I started stalking. All right, I've made it down to this funky little bridge that leads into the back of the trailer park here. There's so much noise in the park that I don't know if we're going to see any Mateys today. I should probably come back here later. Because it seems like I always see all the great stuff when you guys aren't with me. Oh, I'm looking up the creek. It's a nice little creek. It's hard to play in. You can't travel through it like I would like to. But, you know, you can get to parts of it. You can certainly get to some parts of it. Oh, yeah, look, there's a Mate hole right there. We got Mate holes. There's probably some under the bridge right here, too. Yeah, that looks like it could be. Anyway, so I'm approaching. I have stopped. And I'm looking at the marmot and the deer. And the deer is just kind of like, yeah, I think I'm just going to mosey on through here. And so the deer starts kind of walking around the other side of the scary tree. And so I started moving. And I kept moving along the path, which goes along the opposite side of the scary tree. And I thought, okay, we'll just go around and we'll run into each other, right? So I very quietly and carefully was sneaking around, and the deer was walking through and taking nibbles on stuff. And so I got around to the other side of the tree, you know, where that other marmot den is, where we've been seeing that dude. Okay, remember the photograph of the marmot on the log that's sunning himself? Okay, I am now right there as the deer comes around. The deer sees me and freezes, and I went into, I am also a deer mode, and I started to eat. I turned my face to those yummy, delicious smelling bushes, and I pretended to eat them. I was really trying to shove the flowers up my nose again. But you know, I was also making sounds with my mouth, and I was, you know, kind of jerking on the branches so it looks like I was nibbling them. That worked. That worked perfectly good. And he started nibbling on stuff, and I was hanging around, and what the hell was that little sound? Oh, birds. Oh. So, I had the camera ready, and I was taking some pictures, but he was walking through all that stuff. I don't know if it was sumac or what, but couldn't really get a good picture. And then a bike or something went by a few dozen meters. Anyway, he kind of spooked, but he was looking at me, and I just kept, you know, pretending to eat, and I was getting down low on the ground and pretending to eat stuff off the ground. And I was turned away from him. Do not make eye contact. You know, if you want to calm an animal, don't look at him. Turn away. So I was turned away, and I was trying to watch this deer out of my peripheral vision. When he sort of moved, he kind of took a step out of my peripheral vision. And so I just kept pretending to eat, and I was listening to see which way he was going to go or whatever he was going to do. And yeah, I could hear him. And he was getting closer to me. He or she, I don't remember. I don't think I paid any attention to what. Anyway, so I turn around very slowly. Ooh, what was that sound? There might be something going on up here. I'm walking back the way I came. Starting to feel a little bit better too. I turned around. Or I just turned just enough to see the deer in my peripheral vision again. And he's walking towards me. Okay. He's a dozen meters away and walking closer. 11 meters away. 10 meters away. Now, I'm like, my God, is this thing going to walk right up to me? He gets about, 7 or 8 meters away from me. And starts eating. But as he was walking up, I did get a picture. As he was walking up towards me, I just sort of slowly lifted my camera up to my chest and just sort of squeezed off a snapshot. I hope this works. I hope I get a good shot. Click. Yeah, and that was the one good shot I got. Not that great of a photograph, but still. So I hung out there for about another half an hour. Because then it got really kind of funny, because after he was sort of done doing that, he kind of was looking like he was going to wander off into the parking lot. And I thought, okay, this makes sense, because he'll go into the parking lot and he'll cross the parking lot to get back into the creek, the big creek, the patio, right? And so I moved on because I wanted to get a shot of him coming across the parking lot, because he would have had to walk right in front of my car. He would have had to go right by my car, and I could have gotten a shot with this deer by my car with all the traffic of Fort Street in the background, etc., etc., to prove to everyone that, yeah, this is all just going down in the middle of a city. It's just so weird. So I started moving. I started following the path out because I knew where he was, and I saw him walking. It looked like he was going to walk out of the little wooded area that he was in. So I circled around and I went out and I started looking for him. I couldn't see him, couldn't find him. Just like he just completely disappeared. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, okay, well, I know they have good camouflage, but it's not that good. Okay, right? I'm specifically looking for him and I do know that he's in here. And I thought, well, did he bolt? No, he couldn't have bolted because I would have heard it. Just him walking through the forest with the leaves on the ground, you know, just really slowly, you can hear. If he's gonna jump and run off, that's going to make a hell of a lot of noise. Deer make noise when they bolt. And they often trumpet when they bolt. They make deer noises. They go, poof. I can't do it right now. Poof. Nah, it's not going to happen today. So I'm thinking, what the hell? Where'd he go? Did he just sit down? And so I sort of directed my gaze a little bit lower. And yeah, again, about 10, 11 meters ahead of me, here's this damn marmot just sitting there. Not marmot, the deer. The deer, he just sat down. And so I just sat down. And we just sort of sat there. I sat there for another 15 or 20 minutes. And I said, okay, homie, I gots to roll. I got to get out of here. And I went home. There weren't any other photo opportunities, but yeah. So that's what I did after Dubious Goals Committee yesterday. I just hung out with a deer. And then I went home and ate lunch. I just remembered, I gotta go to the store. I gotta go to the store today. Do I feel like doing that right now? Or do I want to wait until tonight when it's not busy? Yeah. I don't know. All right. There's an airplane flying over me. Seems very low. Are we on the approach to the airport? Yeah, we're pretty damn far north, aren't we? Okay, I got something else to tell you too. This is hilariously stupid. You know, it occurs to me, we're going to have to come out to this park again on a better day. Because, you know, we're not going to find much today. And now we got to go up here by the lawnmower clowns again. How are they not done mowing this yet? And isn't he just mowing the sidewalk now? Homie, you don't need to mow that part. That doesn't grow. Okay, so here's the other thing that happened to me yesterday. At dusk. Wait, I gotta check this tree out. What the hell kind of tree is this? Yeah, this is some kind of cherry tree. These are definitely sakura blossoms. How do they smell? Yeah. Yep. Mmm. Oh, like candy. Mmm. I like flowers that smell like candy. Why can't I have this in my house? Where it always smells like cabbage and cat poop. I'm standing right here under this tree, and my head is level with all of these pinkish white sakura. Smells so good. And you know, in fact, I think I've had candy. Yeah, this, yeah. There's something else to it. It's not like that one bush by where the deer was. That stuff smells like grape and vanilla. This smells like, see, there's something a little bit spicy in there. It smells sweet and delicious and sort of like, not cinnamon. Oh, you know what it is? It's what you get when you mix mint and cinnamon. Very faintly. Wow. Oh, anyway. I'm walking away from the tree that smells good. Oh, there's one over there too. Hey, what's that other? Let's go over and see what that other tree is. Then there's another tree by the other sakura tree that's got flowers. Let's go smell it. So I went to the creek last night at dusk. You know, I'm a crepuscular dude. Plus, I thought maybe some people were golfing. Maybe they lost some golf balls. So I went down to the creek. And it was all still very wet and very muddy. And I couldn't really travel the length like I normally would. But, yeah. As I was looking around for golf balls, I did not find any golf balls or any dudes. Okay, I'm under the other tree. What the hell kind of tree is this? Oh. I think it's the same thing. I think this tree is the same as this tree. It's just a slightly different color. It's more pinker. More pinker. I need slack because the world is getting more pinker. Smells delicious. Like yummy candy. And you know how much I like candy. So anyway, I was in the creek looking for candy golf balls. Found none. But as I was sort of there in that one spot where we climb up and blah, 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 I was looking up and I was like, wait, why is that shiny stick? Wait, sticks aren't shiny. That's metal. Oh, yeah. That's a golf club. And so, yes, there's another golf club down in the creek. And I said to myself, now I'm standing in this pavilion. Yeah, look. Oh, my God. Yeah. If I stand right in the middle, the reverb is incredible. Fly me to the moon and let me play amongst the stars. Yeah, no, not happening today. Don't have the voice. Anyway, I said to myself, that'd be funny if it was a 9-iron, because how many times have I said, yeah, I've found all my golf clubs down here in the creek. Now all I need is a 9-iron. So I sort of climbed up the embankment a little bit. I grabbed the golf club. I looked at the back of the head to see what it was, and yes, of course it's a freaking 9-iron. So I laughed and I laughed, and I welcomed this 9-iron to my family. And I took it home and I washed it off. It's a little short, but I can still play it. It's also a little bit bent. I didn't notice this until after the fact, and it looks like somebody tried to bend it over their knee. They took the golf club like they were mad and they wanted to be like the heroes on TV, and so they tried to break the golf club with their knee, but they're not strong enough and they could only just barely bend the shaft about 1 degree, and that made them even madder, so they threw the golf club in the creek. And now I have a 9-iron. Yay! Hey, there's another one of these trees back here by my car. Let's go stand under it and smell it while I tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line for me because I found some trees to smell.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
The most delicious tree ever. I want tree lunch. I want to eat a tree. Can you eat trees? I guess we eat cinnamon. Ah. my back feels a little better.